Good morning. We're learning Masechet Erechin. And may our learning be a merit. Lili Nishmas, Meira Chai, Nechama Bracha, Lea Shalom, Bas David Mordechai. And a Refuah Shalema for our dear friend, Tzvi Aryeh Ben Miriam Tauba. Yitzchak Ben Simcha. Okay, so we are going through this Braisa on Dalet Amud Beis. The way we got into this Braisa was through the discussion of how do we know that a menuvel and mukashchin, someone who's foul-smelling or, you know, filled with boils, also has an erech. And the answer in the Braisa, amongst many other laws, was that it's included from the words nefashos. But the Gemara ultimately said that there are four different things that we get from nefashos. So the Gemara answered, this is the third wide line, says the Gemara, Hanach lo tzrichi kra, the others didn't need a verse, my time of shakul hu, v'yavo'u kula. Whenever you have multiply compelling drashos, all of these ideas make sense to come from this word, then you can include multiple things from a single word. So therefore, ki yitzrich kra, what's the pasuk actually needed for? Because it could have said nefesh, why did it say nefashos? So that change from nefesh to nefashos is to say menuvel and mukashchin with the yitzrich, that if someone is doesn't have any damim, doesn't have any value in, if we're there, were someone to try to give away that person's damim, because there is no value in a slave market, that person's not going to be bought, he's filled with boils, he smells bad. Nevertheless, there is an erech based on his age.
So Rabbi, if nobody wants to buy that erech, that means it goes free?
No. If no one wants to buy him, then if somebody said, I'm giving his damim to the Beis HaMikdash, he's not giving anything, because there's nothing to give, because no, there is no damim there. No one would buy such a person. But if he said, I'm giving the erech up to that, to the Beis HaMikdash, there's still something to give based on his age. Whatever his age is, that's the erech.
I understand, but I'm just saying, if there is no customer to buy the slave, the slave goes free, or what's going on? That's what
I'm saying. In general, no. No.
Is it worth a price?
Then the slave would stay with his master. Yeah. All right, going back to the Braisa. The Braisa says, we are in the wide lines here on Dalet Amud Beis. The Braisa says, from the words, V'haya erkecha, that's the rabbos tumtum v'androgynous l'damim. That's to say that if somebody wants to give the damim of a tumtum of an androgynous, it takes effect, and he has to give what that tumtum and androgynous would have fetched in a slave market. Ask the Gemara, damim lam likra. Why would I need a special pasuk to include this? Lo yehel d'me dikla, right? Why is it any different than someone who's trying to give the damim of a day tree? You amar d'me dikla. If a person were to say, I'm going to give the damim of a day tree. Milo Yaiv obviously has to give whatever the value of that day tree is. Amar Rava answered, Lomar, to teach you, Shemidon Bechvodo, that he gets judged with the idea of Aver Shanashama Tluya Bo. He gets judged by his honor. That were someone to say, or even the Tumtum, when the Androgynous himself were to say, May Roshi alive, the value of my head is upon me, then he has to give the value of his entire person. Because since his life is dependent on the head, by saying I'm giving the value of my head, he's giving the value of his entire life. Salka Daita Chamina would have thought to say, since the Pasuk says Neder Be'erkecha. Right? So there's a linkage between Adarim of Dam Malai and Arachim. So I would have thought like this, Kosh Yeshnam Ba'arachim, those who have the law of Arachin, that they have a value in the list of Arachin. Nidon Bechvodo would also have the law of Nidon Bechvodo, that if somebody dedicated the head, the whole thing is dedicated. But those who don't have Arachin, because they're not a male or a female, then Eino Nidon Bechvodo, were he to say Roshi Alai, then we don't say that the whole thing, he has to give the value of the whole thing, because the word right next to Arachin, it says nefashos, souls, as we've said. So nefashos would sound like, even if he said one part of his soul, but a part that's necessary for the entirety, that would take effect on the whole thing. Amar Abayis, Abayis said back to him, I don't understand. Udulo ise ba'arachin, and someone who doesn't have arachin, mi nidon bechvodo, is there in fact a law that if he doesn't have arachin, then the chiddush of this pasuk, v'haya erkechas, even though he doesn't have arachin, he still has the law of nidon bechvodo. So it's the law that if he consecrated the eivus haneshama tuyabo, the limb that the whole life is dependent on, it's as if he consecrated the whole person. But is that so? We in fact learn that those that don't have arachin also don't have this law of nidon bechvodo. So that's what Abaye asked. I'm like, Abaye, but udelo yisad be'arachin, is that true that which is not an arachin, nidon bechvodo, would it have the law of eivus haneshama tuyabo of nidon bechvodo? V'atam lindin b'raisa, a man who says Rosh Eved Zeh Hekdesh, a man who says the head of this slave is consecrated to the temple. So, Huve Hekdesh Shutfinbo. So then this person, this slave, now is a composite. His body is not owned by Hekdesh, it's owned by the original owner, but the head is owned by Hekdesh. They're partnership. We don't say that Nina Mechvodo, that since what's being consecrated is the limb that impacts the entirety of a person's life, that the consecration spreads throughout the entire person. We don't say that. If a person says, Rosh Eved Machpor Lecha, I'm selling you the head of my slave, Neshamna Beinem. Okay, so now they both own the slave. That guy owns the head, I own the body. We have to divide it up between the two of us. One second, Rosh Chamor Zeh Hekdesh. If a person says the head of a donkey is Hekdesh, so again, Huva Hekdesh Shutfin Bo. Hekdesh owns the head, but the owner, the original owner, owns the body of the donkey. Rosh Chamor Machor Lecha. If I say to a friend, I'm selling you the head of my donkey, Mishanim Beinim, we both own it together now, so we have to evaluate what's the head worth. Rosh Para Machor Lecha. But if I say to him, I'm selling you the head of a cow, Lo Machar Ela Rosh Shel Para, then all I've sold is the head of the cow. Not only that, Elafilu Rosh Para Hekdesh. If I said the head of the cow is Hekdesh, Ein LeHekdesh Ela Rosha. Hekdesh only gets its head. Farmer Rav Papa, Rav Papa explained, Dam is Davin Reish Dutur Bebe Tivcha, because people normally sell the heads of a cow, so therefore by consecrating just the head or selling just the head, it took effect. Now, v'achamoru para lesnu ba'arachin, there's no such thing as an erech for a donkey, there's no such thing as erech for cows, they're not listed in Parshas Book of Kosai. And what do we see here? Ve'ein nidon bechvodo. We don't say that since he consecrated the erech haneshama tluyabo, the limb that the whole life is dependent on, it spreads through the whole thing. So the Gemara says, well, it's ameich, according to your logic, tishkulach eved. But you should have a problem, though, Abaye. Here in this brayso, it talks about a slave. You say ba'arachin. Slaves, there is arachin for them. And also in the slave, it said, einidu mechvodo, that there's no law of eivir shanashama tluyabo, that by consecrating the limb that has the life dependent on it, it spreads through the whole thing. Ella, so what's the answer? Lokash, it's not a contradiction. Habikachim is beach. There's a difference between something which was made holy to end up servicing karbanos versus something which is made holy to fund the upkeep and the repairs of the Beis HaMikdash. Which this brice saying that the slave, or that the donkey, or the cow, if the head is consecrated, just the head is consecrated, not the whole is consecrated. That was talking about where he's trying to consecrate them to use their value to buy karbanos. This brisa, which said that whatever doesn't have arachin, like tumtum and androgynous, would still have the law of Nidun Bechvodo. That's telling me, in regards to being holy for Bedek HaBayis, that if you consecrate something, you consecrate the heart of some donkey to help fund the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, then it spreads through the whole thing, just like Arachim are Kachi Bedek HaBayis. So this law learned from Arachim, the law of Nidun Bechvodo, applies to Kachi Bedek HaBayis. Yeah, what's the question?
I'm confused, Rabbi, because it says, one thing he says, there is no rachim for cow and donkey.
Right.
And the other side, he says, okay, there are rachim for their head and their,
No, but there is a rachim for the slave. Slaves have a rachim because they're human beings.
I'm not talking about slave. I'm talking about donkeys and cows.
Right. So donkeys and cows, there's no law of arachim.
Okay.
But there is a law that you could consecrate the cow for Bedek HaBayis to help upkeep the temple, or you could consecrate it to use its value to buy karbanos. So we're saying this braisa that says that if you consecrated the head, it's just the head that's holy, but not the rest. Let's talk about where you're consecrating it to use its value to buy karbanos.
Yeah, it has a value, it has a price, the cow, right?
Sure. Every part of it has a price, too.
Sure. Right. So why is there no arachim for it? There's a price for it.
No, there's no arachim. Arachim is a very specified law that if you use the word erech, then there's a set price based on the age. That doesn't apply to cows. They're not listed in the Torah lists of the various
prices. So what's in between that price and this price? At the end of the day, there's all money involved here, right?
Yeah, but there's a difference between a vow of damim versus a vow of arachim. With animals, you can't have a vow of arachim. They're not listed.
Just the vow is the difference.
Different types of vows.
Okay.
What's the question?
When we buy just the rosh and makdish,
yes.
Now how can I have hekdesh and choli in the same body?
That's what it is. It's only one part is holy, the other is not.
It could be.
Yeah. So now the Gemara says, but Mayu Kimta, how did you explain this, Bryce? Where? The head of the slave and the head of the donkey and the head of the cow are holy, but not the rest of the body. Bekachim is beach. When you made these items holy in order to use their value to buy karbanos. But Ema Seif, read the end of the Brisa. Not only that, Elafilu Amarosh Parazu Hekdesh. Even if he says the head of this cow is Hekdesh, Ein LeHekdesh Ela Rosha. Hekdesh only has its head. Now, am I? Why should this be the case? Tifsho Kdusha Bekula. We're talking about a cow. A cow can be a carbon itself. So once he says, I want to consecrate the cow for the Beis Hamik, for the Mizbeach, the holiness should spread through the whole cow. Once he says, I want to consecrate the head of the cow. Milo, Tanya didn't learn in a Braisa. Homer, if a person says, Ragla Shozu Ola, the leg of this animal is an Ola. So Yachote Kula Ola. Would we say that the whole animal becomes an Ola? No, Tamil, that's what the Pasuk says. Which implies sometimes mimenu kodesh, sometimes some of it is holy, velokula kodesh, but not all of it is holy. Maybe we should say that if a man tried to make the leg of his animal into an ola, the animal is all chulin. Tamaloma, that's what the verse says. No, yeah. It stays holy. And you can't even remove the sanctity from the leg. So what do you do? What do you do? Sell the animal to people who need to bring olos. And you don't sell the whole animal, right? You sell all of the animal but that leg. You get money for all of the animal but that leg that you already made an ola. So the money you're getting is for the majority of the animal, which is chulin. That money is chulin. Except for that limb. That limb you don't get paid for, and that limb was now going to be used by these people who need olos. They'll use the whole animal as an ola. Rabbi Meir, that's what Rabbi Meir says. Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon Omrim. The three Tanaim, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon say, Minayin the Omer, Ragla Shalzu Ola. How do you know that if a person says the leg of this animal is an ola, Shekula Ola, the whole animal becomes an ola, it spreads. Tamalamaka, that's what the verse says. Kol Asher Yitim Imenu La Hashem. Yiyah kodesh. The fact that it says mimenu, that means some of it. Then it says yiyah, it will be l'rabbasas kula, to include all of it. The whole thing becomes holy. Now, so what do we have here? We have here an argument. When somebody consecrates the leg of an animal, do we say that the whole animal becomes holy? Or no, just the leg? But afil manza amayin kula ola, even the first opinion, Rabbi Meir, says when he made the leg holy, so that's it, the leg is holy, but not the rest. He has to sell the animal to someone who needs to use the whole animal as an ola. Who's going to make the rest of it an ola? Even according to Rabbi Meir, who said Ein Kan Ola Hani Mili Daktish Davar Shein Hashanah Tliyubo, because he made the leg holy. He didn't make the head or the heart. He didn't make a limb that controls the life. But he would agree that if you made holy a limb that controls the life of the animal, Kachakula, the whole thing becomes holy. So then why did the Braisa say that a man who consecrates the head of the cow, so now he owns the body and Hekdesh owns the head? We say we're talking about a case of kachem mizbeach, of something which is holy for the sake of the mizbeach, of a karban. Didn't we just see here that if you make the head or if you make a heart holy of a karban, the whole thing becomes kardosh? Answer the Gemara, lo kash, it's not a contradiction. Habikdusha saguf. If a person were to say the head of this animal is an ola, he's trying to make the body itself holy, then the holiness would spread. Habikdusha's dummy. When we said that in the Braisa you could make the head of a donkey holy, or the head of a slave holy, or the head of the animal holy, the cow holy, and not the rest of it holy, and there's going to be now a partnership in this animal, and we said it's referring to holiness for the Mizbeach, it's not referring that the cow itself is going to be used as a karban, but the value of the cow would fund karbanos. He says, I'm making holy the head of the cow to use the value of the head of the cow to buy a karban. So then the holiness doesn't spread through the entirety of the body. It gets stuck in the head. Asks the Gemara, V'amaru da'amar, but you are the one who says, Makdish zachar le'damav, if a person takes a ram and says, I'm making the ram holy so that I can use the money, I'm making the money of the ram holy, the value of the ram holy, to buy with it karbanos. Kadosh Krishus Aguf, and the ram itself becomes a karban, because since the ram could itself be a karban, and we're trying to create Kedushas Mizbeach here, the holiness happens into the body. Rav says, Lo Kasha, that's not a contradiction, says Rav. That was Da'akdish Kula. He said, I'm making holy the entirety of the value of the ram. Da'akdish Chadeve, but here he's just making holy a single limb. Asks Abaye, but Chareiver Nami Baye Bayalan. But that, it's not so clear that that doesn't work. There was a question actually that if a person wants to make a limb of an animal holy for the sake of its value, to use its value to buy karbanos, maybe the holiness spreads. The Baye Rabba. Rabba, in fact, asked this question. Hikdish Ever Ladamav. If a person consecrates an organ of an animal for the sake of its value. So mahu, what is the law? In other words, do we say two things? Do we put together these two ideas? Do we say that since kedushas damim, right, the holiness of the value happens to use this value for karbanos, therefore the animal itself now becomes a karban, because it could be a karban? And do we say another thing? That since the part of the animal became a karban, the entirety of the animal became a karban. So we had two questions. We're not so sure if that can happen. So if that's the case, why are we saying so clearly that if somebody consecrates the head of the cow, just the head becomes holy, but not the rest? But maybe we make two assumptions. Maybe we say that since he's trying to use a cow, so, and a cow itself could be a karban, therefore it becomes intrinsically holy. The body itself becomes holy, it becomes a karban. And maybe number two, since he's trying to make the head holy, so now it spreads through the whole thing. So the Gemara says, no, ki bayalan, the question was, bitam, with a ram that's whole. Acha, this Bryce, I talk about the head of a cow, was bebalmum, was a cow that was blemished, so it couldn't be a karban. Dumi de chamor, like the case of the head of the donkey. Asks Abaye, but Balmum Nami Baye Bayalam, but even in regards to a blemished animal, there was this question. The Baye Rabba had asked, May Rosh Lagabi Mizbeach, a person who says, the value of my head, May Roshi, I'm consecrating the value of my head to use it to buy karbanos for the Mizbeach. So Mahu, what's the law? Do we say, and since he's talking about the head, which is an Avish Anashama Kluyabo, a limb that the whole body is dependent on, so he's made his whole value holy? Or maybe not. So that should be the same question as a cow that's a Baal Mum. A cow that's a Baal Mum can't be a karban. A human being can't be a karban. So Gemara says, Ki Bayalon again, Rava answered. When was the question? That was Mikami Dashma Lohamas Nisa. Before we heard this brisa about the cow. But Hashem Dishama Hamas Nisa. But now that we have a brisa that says that the head of the cow can be made holy and the rest of the body of the cow is not holy. So then Lomi Bayalon. I don't have a question about the head of a person. If that's the case, the head of a person too. The head of the person can be made holy and the rest won't be holy. Just like the head of the cow can be made holy and the rest isn't holy. But now I don't have such a question, and I would be sure that eino nidon bichvoto.
So is the difference between making the head holy or the legs holy? The head becomes only head and legs becomes the whole body?
No. We're saying that there's a difference in terms of what type of holiness you were trying to do. If you're saying, I want the leg of this animal to be an ola. Right. It itself is an ola. So then there's an argument about whether that spreads through the whole animal or just the leg becomes holy. If you were to, in that type of a case, right, Kedushas Haguf, intrinsic holiness, say the heart of this animal is the ola, then certainly it spreads through the entirety of the body. What we're now saying is that if you said the value of a limb is going to be consecrated to now by animals that will be a karban, so then we say that the Bryce is teaching that it's not going to spread through the whole animal. But if you would say the value of the animal is going to be used for the upkeep of the temple, then it does spread through the whole animal. All right, Gufa, we learned before. Boy, Rabba had a suffer. A man who says, "Tmei roshi legabi mizbeach," the value of my head, right? The damim of my head is now going to be dedicated for karbanos to be brought in the mizbeach. Now, what's the law? Nidon bichvoto. Do we say that since he's trying to consecrate Eivor Shanashama Tliya Bo Olim, that the life is dependent on namely the head, so it spreads throughout the whole person? Oh, ain't on nidon bichvoto. Or maybe we don't say that. So, what are the points of view? Is it that nidon bichvoto, because lo ashkechan bedam deino nidon bichvoto? We never find that when you're trying to consecrate value, that we don't say this idea of Eivor Shanashama Tliya Bo, the limb that has life to it, makes it spread through the whole thing. Although maybe lo ashkechan legabi mizbeach in bichvodo. We don't have, in regards to anything that's going to end up with the mizbeach, ultimately the concept of nidon bichvodo. So, of Eivor Shanashama Tliya Bo spreading through the whole thing. When it says take it, we don't know the answer to this question. All right, a lot of other questions. Boy, Rav had another question. A person who says, Erki, my Erech, a lie, is an obligation upon me, legabe mizbeach, but it's going to be used to buy karbanos. Now, normally, Erechin is for the upkeep of the temple, but he's saying, not for the upkeep of the temple, the Erech is for karbanos. And now he put together a whole bunch, it's like a challenge. So what do we do? So Mau, what do we do? Are we going to now give it the laws of Erechin? One of the laws of Erechin is called Hesag Yad, that if a guy says an Erech of Reuven is on me, so Reuven is 30 years old, that's an Erech of 50 shekel, but this guy's poor like a church mouse. He doesn't have any money. So, no, it's Hesag Yad. Hesag Yad means he has to be assessed, and we have to see how much he can afford, and we say what he can afford. He has to give a shekel, we said, that's the minimum. So, is that going to apply in this case? Nidon b'Hesag Yad or Nidon b'Hesag Yad? Right? Do we say, Lo Ashkan Ba'arach, and then you need a Hesag Yad? If you use the word Erech and you created an Erech obligation, then there's the law of Hesag Yad. If you can't afford it, we make an assessment, and the coin assesses, and he gives what he can't afford. Or do more, maybe, Lo Ashkan Lagad Mizbeach, and Mifrik Ela B'Shavyo. In regards to, what's that? Or maybe, Lo Ashkan Lagad Mizbeach, we don't find in regards to Karbanos of the Mizbeach, that it's ever redeemed at less than its real value. We don't find this idea of Hesag Yad with Kachim Mizbeach. Hesag Yad is a special law in Arachin. And Arachin are Bet HaKabayis. So take it. We don't know the answer to that question either. By Ravashi had a third question. Hikdish Le'achuz L'gabim Mizbeach. Let's say a guy dedicates an ancestral field, in a field that they've inherited, to use its money to buy karbanos. So, Ma, what's the law now? Mi amina, do we say, Lo ashkom steyachuzo de mifrik ela, beis erachom es haorim, b'chon, ishm shekel kasef? Here we say that the Torah says there in the end of Parshat Bechukosai that when a person dedicates a steachuzah, the field, that's an ancestral field, so there's a set price. You know, the amount of space that you could plant a chomer of Sorim is to be redeemed for 50 shekel kesef. So we say that that's the same thing here too. Maybe if you're trying to say that something's going to be holy to use its value for the Beis HaMikveh Karbanos, it has to be its value. Not a set value. You have to see what the real value is in the marketplace. So again, we don't know the answer to this question.
But Rabbi, once they set up a price, let's say for a head of a cow, okay, isn't that the head of that cow holy already?
No, it would be holy if he said, I'm making it holy.
Well, this is the head is holy.
But not the body. The head is holy, but not the body.
All right, so, but they end up selling the head, and they get X amount of whatever money for Beit HaMikdash.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, the head is holy, because they already said it's holy. So whoever buys that head cannot eat it. And, you know.
No, but if only the head is holy, then he redeems it. So the redemption, the buying of it, takes away the holiness, and the holiness goes on to the money.
But once you say holy, it cannot be redeemed anymore.
Depends for what?
No, if you said that,
okay, so now the next Mishnah. Pachas mi ben chodesh, if the child is less than 30 days old, nidar, you can give the damim, you can say, I'm giving the damim of this child, avalo nerach, but there is no erech value for less than a month old. Tanar avanim lindin abraisa. Hamarich, a person says, I'm giving the erech of this baby, who's pachas mi ben chodesh, who's less than a month old. Rebbe Meir, Omer Meir says, no same dam. So you have to give the value. Nothing took effect. So what's the argument? Your mayor, several mayor holds. People don't say things for no reason. And therefore, he knows that there is no such thing as arachin of less than a month. So therefore, if he said arachin for someone less than a month, he must really have meant that he wants to obligate himself with whatever the slave value is. Rabbanan Savi, no, Rabbanan disagree. Adamotzi Dvarav Levatala. People say their words in vain. And maybe nothing took effect. So now we're going to get into this topic. Do we think that people say things that are meaningless? Or do we say no one would say things that are meaningless? So if they say it, it has to have some type of meaning. It has to make sense in some way. Kemad Azla Adam Rav Gidol, I'm a Rav. Like who does this, like which Tana does the following lesson of Gidol in the name of Rav? Omer Erech Klizeolai. Right, a guy says the value of this, doesn't say value, he says the word Erech. He says the Erech of this camera I'm going to give to Beit HaMikdash, a person said. So there is no such thing as Erech of a camera. The Torah lists the Erech in our, you know, males, females, ages, there's no cameras there. So what does he do? So says Rav Gidol Marav, no sin tamav. We go figure out how much can we sell the camera on eBay, and that's the amount of money he has to give to Beit HaMikdash. So who's that like? Here we may. People don't say things that are meaningless. It has to mean something. So it can't mean erichin. It has to mean damim. Pshita, of course. Of course. Pshita the Kribi Meir Asya. Of course this is like Kribi Meir. So Kribi Meir explains, not if him would have thought to say Afilu Kribi Rabbanan. They would have thought that even the Rabbanan who said in regards to the erich of Pachas Miben Chodesh, that there's nothing. Here they would say, if a person says the erich of a kli, there is something. There is a damim value. Because in regards to a children, they are saying, it's right, people make mistakes. And maybe Savar, he thought, just the same way at age of 30 days there's an Erech, so there's also an Erech of less than 30 days. When he says, I'm making the Erech of a less than 30 day old, he meant Erech, because he thought there was such an Erech. Avalacha, but when regards to a vessel, the Lekalimiti, no one's going to think that there's an Erech for a vessel. Everybody knows Pashas Bukukosai. No one's going to think that there's such a thing. So Vadai, certainly other Yodea Shein Erech Lekvi, people know that there is no such thing. V'gam Ravam L'Shem Damim. Certainly what he's saying is just to give the value. That's why Kamash Malan, that's why the Chacham don't agree to that. Chacham say people say nonsense. And since people say nonsense, and the guy said the Erech of a camera, there's nothing. There is no Erech of a camera, so there is no obligation. So now turning to Hamid Beis, ask the Gemara, Lurie Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, Ramai Yitzchak, why did Rav have to tell us this? It's obvious. And so the Gemara Ma'at Tim was the thought to say, time of Rabbi Meir Hassam. The reason why Rabbi Meir says that if somebody says the Erech of a kid less than 30 days old, there is a damim value. to Gazer Pachmin Ben Chodesh to Ben Chodesh. Maybe it's not that he's saying that people always make meaningful comments, but he wants to make a gzeira. He says, I have to create an era for a kid less than 30 days old, because if I wouldn't, then even a kid over 30 days old, maybe people wouldn't treat the era seriously. Avalach, but in regards to a vessel, the Lekel and Nigzer, there's no gzeira issues. Emelo, maybe the mayor wouldn't have created any dumb obligation. Kamash, when that was the point of Rav. Time of Rabbi Meir, the reasoning of Rabbi Meir is the Eina Damotzi Dvar Levatala. People are not going to say things that are meaningless. If somebody says something which doesn't make any sense, we have to reinterpret it to a way that it does make sense, and that's his obligation. Therefore, Lo Shna Hacha, there's no difference in regards to Erech Kli, or in regards to Erech Pachos Mi Ben Shloshim Yom, in both cases, since there's no such thing, there is now a Damim obligation, a value obligation of what we could get in the market. Keman Azla, like who does the following follow? Adam Rav Bar Yosef Amar Rav. Rav Bar Yosef said this in the name of Rav. Amila, some say it was Amar Rav Yeva Bar Yosi Amar Rav. It was Rav Yeva Bar Yosi said the name of Rav. Hamakish Beimas Chaveiro. If a person says, my friend's animal is holy, no saints are mea. He has to give now the value because I can't make my friend's animal holy. It's not mine. So, right, I can't make it holy. So what am I doing? What I mean is the value that animal could fetch is what I have to give. Come on, who is that lesson of Rav like? Again, like Rabbi Meir. Ask the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda Chadazim. The Rav Chisda already told us this point. Amar Rav Gidon, Rav Omer, Erech Kli, Alai, No Sein Damav. We just said that Rav Chisda said, in the name of Rav, that if a person says the Erech of the vessel, he has to give the value of the vessel. Now the thing we thought to say, Hasam Hu, the Odash in Erech Lekli, in regards to a vessel, everybody knows there's no such thing as an Erech for vessels. Gamar Vo'omer L'Shem Damim, so clearly he means to give the value of the vessel. Avul Behemah Davas Mikdashahi, but an animal which could be made holy. Ikul Nehemah Dachi Kamar, maybe when he's saying my friend's animal is holy, means like this. Yamina Lulamara, if I'm going to go work out with the master who owns it, Mazlum L'Lianili, he's going to sell it to me. And then once he sells it to me, Tiktishla Mehashtav Akriva. I'm making it holy from now. And it'll be offered. Avodami Lokamar. He's not saying I'm going to give the value of this animal. That's Kamashmalan. That's the Chiddush. We don't say that. We don't say he's trying to consecrate the animal itself to be a carbon, because he can't. He doesn't own it. But rather, what he's trying to do is going to give the value of that animal to Beit HaMikdash. Amar Rav Ashi v'Huda Amar, this is only true if he said, Behemas Chaveiro Chaveri Alai. The animal of my friend is upon me, which is a neder. Aval Amar Hare Zu Ola, but he says, this animal, which isn't mine, which belongs to my friend, is an Ola, then he can't do anything, because it doesn't belong to him. He can't consecrate what's not his. But then lo, then nothing took effect. All right, next Mishnah. Ovid Kochavim, Gentiles. Rabbi Meir Omer Ne'erach. Rabbi Meir says he can be Ne'erach. If somebody says, I'm giving the value of, I don't know, LeBron James, the era of LeBron James. You think about the age of LeBron James, and that's, 50 shekel. Avalo Ma'arich. But if LeBron James says, I'm going to give an Erech of Yaakov to Beit HaMikdash, he doesn't have the ability to make Erech vows. Rabbi Yudom, the opposite. Ma'arich, he can make Erech vows, of alone Erech. He does not, he's not the subject of Erech vows.
So can you choose
someone who's 2 years old? Yeah. V'zeh v'zeh modim. Now they both agree that Gentiles, nodim v'nidarim, they can make vows of damim, and they can be the subjects of vows of damim. What's the source for this argument? Tanar banu l'din ebraisa, the pasuk says, Dabil b'nei Yisrael, speak to the Jewish people, v'amar t'alem, and tell them, ishki afli amen, who will make the wondrous promise of Erech. So that tells you, B'nai Yisrael Marichim, Jews. They know they call them Marichim. Talk to the Jews, but the non-Jews can't make the Erech vows. Yachalo Yu Ne'erachim, maybe they also can't be the subjects of Erech vows. Tamalama, that's what the verse says. Ish ki afli, a man will make a vow. Ish includes even non-Jews. They're going to be mayor.
Now,
oh, we're going to get to that tomorrow. That's going to be the big topic. That's right.
Shabbat,
we're not supposed to take money from the Gaim to build a Beis HaMikdash. Very good point. Amar Rabbi Meir said, we have one word that's inclusionary, ish. Mikreach, another word, Bnei Yisrael Mamayit, is exclusionary. Why do I say that what's included is he can be the subject, but what's excluded is he can't be the vower? Answers, because we know that the subjects are broader than those who make the vows. a deaf mute, a shota, or a minor can be the subject of an Erech vow. Based on their age, that'll be with the obligation that the vow has to give to the temple. But they can't make these vows because they don't have das. Rabbi Yudan Rabbi says the opposite way of using these two verses. Bnei Yisrael is to say that only Jews are ne'erachim. They know the kochavimcha ne'erachim. Non-Jews are not the subject of the vows. Yachaloyu ma'arichim. Maybe non-Jews also can't make the vows. Talmud Lomah. That's it. Says ish to include. Rabbi Yudan said v'chim yachash mikveachon marbe. If I have one pasuk to include, mikveachon mimaid, and another pasuk to exclude, mipnei mani omrit over kochavim ma'arich. Why do I say that a non-Jew can make the vow, but lo ne'erach? He can't be the subject of the vow. Because those who make the vows is more broad than those who are the subject of the vows. Because Tumtum and Androgynous can make the vows, but they do not. They are not the subject of the vows, because they're not Zachar Vadai, nor are they Nekeva Vadai. Rava said, Hilchos said, Rabbi Meir Mastabra, the ruling of Rabbi Meir is what makes sense. But Tami Lo Mastabra, his logic doesn't work so well. Time and Rabbi Yehuda Mistabra, while the logic of Rabbi Yehuda makes sense, Hilchasei Lo Mistabra, his law that a Gentile can make the vow, doesn't make sense. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, we'll continue at this point tomorrow. Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha, Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lezakos Yisrael, Fichach Hirvelem Tzoro, Mitzvah, Shenemar, Adonai Chafetz Laman Tzidko,